You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm in the studio with Kate Lochte and Sandy Lynn from the Callaway County Public Library. Welcome back, Sandy.
Well, thanks for having me. Hey, Tracy, did your kids love summer reading?
They did love summer reading.
Well, I loved having them there. It was pretty awesome. Did you know, Kate, that in the month of June alone, there were over 3,300 people that came through our programs at the library?
It's a busy library.
Just the programs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the summer reading. That's the story time, the special events, all of that. So we were pretty proud of that number. And Tracy's kids were a part of that. So.
And I was once.
And Tracy and Roseanne. So.
Well, keep it up.
Keep it up, and we're going to get you to come over some, too, because you need to check out some of these cool things.
Well I'm kind of keen on what you're doing tomorrow because, you know, the title of that song we just heard, The Hand You Deal Yourself,
mm-hmm.
The library can really improve the hand you deal yourself. And this is one instance for people my age. You've got a little workshop tomorrow about how to trust sources for health information online.
Mm-hmm.
And you're collaborating with Murray State University Libraries.
Yes.
Candace Vance will be doing the mm-hmm. workshop from 10 to 11, so at the library in the meeting room. Explain what you came up with to do this program.
Actually, this was Candace's idea, and she gave me a call and asked if we'd be interested in kind of putting it together. And we were really excited about it because you may not be aware, but not everything you find on the internet is correct.
No.
It's true. Some people believe that when you find it on the internet, it's true, especially with health issues and medical issues. And that's just simply not a fact. So this is designed for senior citizens or older adults who would like to learn how to find good sources for medical information. And so she's going to show them. They'll improve their internet skills and searching skills, and every participant will get to use a computer, and we'll be showing them how to do that. So we're excited. I see lots of people come in, they've been to the doctor and they've been prescribed a new medication, or they've been told a certain diagnosis and they want to do some research on it, and they should. But it's important to learn what sites are accurate and will give you the good sound information. So
that's tomorrow.
And the only reason we're asking folks to register is so that we will have enough laptops ready for them when they get there. So all they have to do is call the library and they can register.
It's the Murray Callaway County Library tomorrow at 10. And the library is also prepping for Huge book sale this
mm-hmm.
weekend. Tell
mm-hmm.
us about that.
This is our summer book sale. It's going to be, Tracy, it's going to be huge. It's huge. We have filled up, we've had donated materials. We go through those materials and we look to see if we can use it in the collection. If we can't, we put it aside and we save it for book sales. We also have people who bring us things who say, can you use this in your book sale? Every closet storage location that we have in that library is filled with wonderful, wonderful books, hard covers, soft covers. There's a few DVDs. It is going to be incredible. So we are getting ready to do that. We'll be setting up on Friday, and then Saturday at 9:30, we're going to open it up first. The first hour, 9:30 to 10:30, will be for charter members of the Friends of the Library. You know, that's a new group. You just joined that, you and your husband.
Well, yeah, I didn't really know about it. Are you a friend of the library?
I'm just hearing about him.
Well, we're going to have to get you hooked up with that, because if you're a charter member and you show your library card with your charter member sticker on it, you will get in to shop an hour before the general public will be able to do that. And the nice people from the Friends of the Library group decided that even if people came in at 9 o'clock when we opened, all the way up to 9:30, they would take registration for new members so you can get in there and shop. And then we'll close the doors at 10:30, reset, and then open up for the public at 11.
And 11 to when?
3.
Just Saturday?
It is. The big sale is. There'll be a remainder sale inside the library. We'll set up tables and we'll put things in there, and we'll do that on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
So what kind of prices are you offering?
Well, I don't know if this is affordable or not. You know, 50 cents for a paperback and $1 for a hardcover. What do you think?
I think it sounds good.
It sounds good. Actually, I think it sounds good, too. As one of my friends said, you could bring a $10 bill in there and get some really awesome reading. So you could do a lot of paperbacks, or you could do 10 hardcovers. And so all the money that... all the proceeds from this go into programming, library programming.
Of which there is a plethora.
A plethora. I love that word. Plethora. Yes.
Or cornucopia.
Yes. Yes, actually, there is.
You have. You were mentioning the summer reading series. You're signing up for fall now.
We're registering for fall story times right now. Mm-hmm. And those are set to begin the first week in September, and that's for preschoolers, and then there's one for parents with one-year-olds and parents with two-year-olds. There's individual programs for them, and then the preschoolers, that's for 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds.
It's just not your grandpa's library anymore, you know?
Well, we try to make it something new and different every day and something for everyone. And I think we do a pretty good job of that. Of course, we also have, I was doing the stats on the materials that we checked out, audiobooks, ebooks, and print books during the summer reading time frame, which this would include children, the teen and tween, and the adult summer reading. And of course, those are other readers that weren't involved in those programs. But during that time, if I'm not mistaken, we checked out or circulated over 26,000 items. I know. I see your face. That's a lot of reading, isn't it?
That's exciting.
There aren't 26,000 people in Murray. That's the lead we buried there. Wow.
Isn't that awesome? Just from Kentucky Libraries Unbound, those are the e-books and the downloadable audio books. It was just during that time frame. It was unbelievable. It's just, they did a great job. Everybody did. And they still do. They're still coming in because, you know, they're trying to get that last little reading in before school starts.
Tell a little bit about your Sunday Reads.
Sunday Reads? Mm-hmm. That is a book club that was designed because several people ask if we could develop a book club where the fiction, there was a combination of fiction and nonfiction. And they wanted everything to kind of have more depth to it. They didn't want it to be really fluff reading, and they wanted to be able to have some really good discussions. Yesterday, we read discussed Happier at Home, and it's by Gretchen Rubin, and it's part of the Happiness Project. And we did have some really lively discussion yesterday.
The other ongoing program at the library that I'm fascinated with is the Fort Donelson group.
That one is also very interesting. Most all of the books that we use in that one, it either is about something that occurred during the Civil War, a general, president. This coming year, we're going to focus on some biographies of some of the women. We're going to do one on Mary Todd Lincoln. We're going to do one on Mrs. Davis, and one on Robert E. Lee's wife, and we're also going to go on a day trip. I know, we're excited. Stones River trip. We're going to go to Stones River Battlefield in Murfreesboro. So we're registering for that, and that's going to be September 27th. We're excited about that. So,
boy, that was one of the wars. Really scary battles.
I think, isn't it?
Not very well known, but...
But it was one of the bloodiest ones,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
I think I had read that.
So all of the information about any of these programs is online at CallawayCountyPublicLibrary.org. Mm-hmm. And we thank you for being here every month to bring us up to date. And kind of, I think of you as the representative of all the libraries in our region because... your public library, wherever you are, is probably pushing out information and involving you in programming?
Well, in this region, we have some fantastic libraries, and actually everybody works together. And, you know, we have a regional consultant, Susan Dudman, from Kentucky Departments of Library and Archives, and actually the directors from the region had a meeting on Friday. And we've got fantastic libraries in this region.
Well, thanks for being here.
Thanks.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.